57,000 tests. That's how much the AJC says Georgia's Department of Public Health has padded the number of coronavirus tests completed in the state. The error has inflated a measurement, often cited by state leaders pushing the reopening of the economy. Last week, in defending his decision to allow Georgia's economy to reopen, Governor Brian Kemp cited some milestones: reductions in ventilator use and hospitalizations.
And percentage of positive cases continues to drop.
To get the percentage of positive cases, start by dividing the number of positive tests by the number of tests performed. Simple if tests only means tests for active viral infections. But antibody tests, which look for signs the body has fought off an infection, are becoming more common. Reporting by the Columbus Ledger Inquirer and GPB shows when an antibody test is completed, the Georgia Department of Public Health records it alongside completed viral tests. But when antibody tests are returned positive, they are not recorded with positive viral tests. That effectively treats every antibody test as a negative, which throws off the math, in this case giving the percent positive measure a 3% boost. Ben Lottman is an infectious disease epidemiologist at Emory University. While he can't say whether fuzzy math is the state's goal, he can say he does not see much reason to combine numbers from two tests that serve completely different purposes for researchers.
These are apples and oranges, and it does not make sense to put the two numbers together.
The Georgia DPH says they are following CDC guidelines. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.